country and transcontinental flights. Speaking of, are you ready for your meeting? She nodded, pushing a few loose strands of hair off her shoulder. Absolutely. I freshened up on the plane and brushed my teeth. Want to smell my minty clean breath? He rolled his eyes. I was actually referring to your proposal for the lingerie company, he said, slinging her previous words back at her. Oh, the partnership proposal for Grant. That teeny tiny little thing? She waved a hand as if it were no big deal. But he knew how important it was to her. She turned serious. I reviewed it a few more times and practiced my pitch on the plane. I've got it down pat and I'm hopeful, she said, holding up her hand as she twisted her index and middle finger together, that he's ready to play ball. If you were a ball player, I'd give you a good luck smack on the ass as you ran onto the field. She raised her eyebrows and wiggled her ass, and yep, there it was. He'd made it 3 whole minutes before he dropped his gaze fully to her backside, which was so damn tantalizing. Round, firm, and tempting. As they left the airport, he held the door open for her, enjoying the view while she walked ahead of him. Hell, if she was going to wiggle that smackable rear, he was going to stare freely. She tipped her forehead to the black town car, gleaming and polished, that waited by the curb in the broiling heat. Yours? But of course, he said, as the driver scurried around to open the door. Once inside, she smiled like she had a secret. Want to hear my pitch? You know you can always practice your pitches on me, he said. He settled into the leather back seat, only vaguely wishing she wanted to practice other things with him. But that was never in the cards because their friendship was too important. As they'd both risen to CEO posts in the last 2 years, he at the hotel, her at Joy Delivered, they'd leaned on each other more. She was his sounding board, and he was hers. Though they both traveled frequently, they were based in New York, so they got together regularly to bounce ideas, discuss concerns, and provide advice and insight that benefited their respective companies. As they drove away from the airport, she launched into her proposal for Grant Abbott, a lingerie magnat who ran a line of upscale boutiques around the world. Let's talk about all that the Lola Ring can do for entice, she began. And Nate was glad he was a good multitasker. Being close friends and confidants with a smart, beautiful, clever woman, who he also wanted to nail, had turned him into the consummate juggler. However, keeping his focus on business turned far more complicated when she started to discuss the off-the-charts pleasure her new product was sure to deliver. Words like delicious, stimulation, and molten desire fell from her tongue and landed right in his lap. We're talking about the ultimate pleasure on a path to prolonged orgasm, she continued, her stormy blue eyes fixed on him as she rattled off all the benefits of one of her company's newest products. And our intensely arousing toy, paired with your sleek and sultry new line of lingerie, would make the most fantastic gift package for the sexually adventurous couple. Okay, he was promoting himself to full Lieutenant General stripes today. It was like pulling teeth to keep his mind anywhere but on imagining using this intensely arousing new product on her. Clenching his hands in tight fists, a massive dose of restraint coursed through his bloodstream as she waxed eloquent on the number of all-consuming, toe-curling, star-seeing climaxes she expected the Lola Ring would serve up. God, he was being tested so fucking hard today. So what do you think? She shifted closer, her eyes wide and eager. He breathed out roughly, considering his response before he opened his mouth. The thing was, Nate Harper had been hot for Casey Sullivan for years, but when he answered her, he wasn't speaking from below the belt. He was speaking from the brain. He was speaking as a businessman, as someone who was on the receiving end of pitches all day long. You nailed it, Casey. I have no doubt that we'll be celebrating at dinner later, he said, since he'd already made a reservation at the hottest new fusion restaurant on Bourbon Street. She flashed a big, bright smile, her eyes